producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty. There really is. I know we talked a lot about the full moon, and we've got actually one more full moon, one more perigee moon to go next month. But I swear to you, something weird is going on in the universe. I mean, it just, every place. And we were all expecting it with a full moon and a total eclipse, but we're now past that, and it's there's still a hangover effect or something.
I'm kind of feeling that too, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
That kind of, it's been a week where I haven't really fully felt myself. I'm wondering if the full moon, because that was what, Sunday, the blood moon.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if that really does have something to do with it, because all week
everybody.
I really have not felt myself. It's really
yeah,
weird.
Everybody and things like I've been whining about my broken toe, and I was on the train yesterday. And it was pretty full, and so this woman sat down beside me, and she had lots of stuff, and she was fairly large, and I just said, I have a broken toe. And I don't think she understood English, because she then threw her umbrella down at my toe. And I think what she heard me say was, break my toe. It was amazing. And you think, oh my gosh, there's nothing like having, and everybody you talk to says, oh yeah, I had foot surgery or something. Toes are real. I'd say they're a pain in the neck, except they are, actually, because once your foot is off, then your ankle is off and your knee is off.
I was
going to
say,
a
broken toe is probably a pain in the foot, right?
Well, but it does get to your neck, because what it does is throws your entire body off.
Yeah.
And it's one of those things that you can't really do anything about, that you can't. People say, well, tape it. And I say, well, that's a good way to get gangrene. Not to mention, if you've got a broken bone, what you want it to do is kind of, as long as my foot is flat, it's okay. I don't sleep very well on it, but it's going downstairs. Upstairs you can do, because you put your foot flat. But just watch what you do to your foot. You have to pronate your foot to go
right
downstairs.
Yeah.
And pronating broken toes doesn't work all that well, what can I tell you? And we were having some equipment stuff. Manny was saying, oh, where is she? And I'm saying, where's Manny? So there is something afoot, abroad, something. So, and trains aren't running. I don't know. Maybe Mercury is retrograde as well. Plus, here's my favorite story of the day. We just heard on the news that one of the auto manufacturers is doing a recall on their cars. I think it was Toyota, because what happens is your front wheels can lock. That's pretty interesting. So we're used to that, right? And they said it's a software issue. It wasn't made to do the way it was, whatever, blah, blah, blah. But my favorite part of this is that they'll repair it for free. Are you kidding me? I just bought a brand new car. I have to take it back in. It could kill me dead, and you'll repair it for free. Oh, thanks a butt. Do I also get a balloon? I mean, yeah. Man, if I had that car, I would not be amused. It is National Name Your Car Day. Well, we know what they're going to name their car. Lemon!
Right.
It's also, Custodial Workers Recognition Day. That janitors are no longer called janitors, which I never thought was a bad term, but they're now called custodial engineers, or in this particular case, custodial workers. And National Manufacturing Day. There's also an interesting phenomenon this week. Unemployment figures came out earlier this week that were not the government figures. I think they were the Department of Labor, which doesn't make any sense because that would be government. At any rate, somebody came out with unemployment figures earlier this week and said, great news, 200,000 new jobs. Another set of figures came out today from the government that said 142,000. Now, when is the last time the government underestimated good news? Right? So there is something weird. When the government comes out with, in theory, more reliable, I mean, who knows if they're more reliable, but they certainly reflect less positively on the government. I mean, why a government should be held responsible one way or the other for unemployment? I mean, I suppose the buck stops here, but still. We're talking about enormously complicated issues. Nevertheless, all right, speaking of enormously complicated, on this day in history, which we're already into October, In 1789, George Washington sent proposed constitutional amendments, the Bill of Rights, to the states for ratification. Now, what we know, because we've been studying this all week, right? Manny, how many amendments were there originally? Oh, you may not have been here when we talked about it.
Yeah, that might have been one of Trevor's
sleeping
days.
All right, you want to take a guess?
I think it was how many original?
Yeah, because we know the Bill of Rights is 10, right?
15?
Good guess, wrong, but there were actually 12.
Okay.
Because everybody, when you talk about the amendments to the Constitution, the original amendments to the Constitution, every schoolboy and girl would say 10, right? Bill of Rights. Not, it was 12.
Okay.
Two of them were not ratified. One had to do with congressional salaries. So maybe our forefathers were a little less gutsy than our current guys who are perfectly willing to go and pass salary increases for themselves. In 1919, President Woodrow Wilson suffered a massive stroke, leaving him partially paralyzed. Now, we knew that, too, because we talked about, I think we talked about vice presidents, famous vice presidents, and his vice president, his wife, he was married to his second wife at the time that he had a stroke. And the deal is that she essentially ran the country because he was paralyzed. And she went to his vice president and said, "How'd you like to be president?" And he said, "How much do I get paid?"
Yeah.
Which seems really tacky, right?
Yeah,
except
I remember this.
That Woodrow Wilson got paid, I think these are the figures, he got paid like $75,000, which in 1919 was a large amount of money.
Huge.
And the vice president got paid like, I think, $3,750 or something like that. It was a huge discrepancy. So he said, I'll take over the job if I get the salary. And she said, "No, we keep the salary." So he said, "You keep the job." So she ran the country,
yeah.
And nobody knew. Well, I mean, look, there's something kind of very human about that, don't you think? I mean, I think we think of the president sometimes, depending on your political party, as either larger or smaller than life. But that one seems, listen, why should I have the title if I don't get the money? Because huge discrepancy, like literally a factor of 10 or something. In 1925, John Logie Baird performed the first test of a working television system. That's a long time ago. In 1950, Peanuts by Charles M. Schulz was first published. Can you believe that?
The Minnesota guy, Charles Schulz.
Is he?
Yeah, he's from the Twin Cities area. He went to high school in the Twin Cities, yeah.
Somehow this doesn't surprise me. All of Peanuts really seem kind of middle America, don't you think?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And, there's a Peanuts movie, a full-scale movie coming out this Christmas. And in many of the movie theaters, they now have the Peanuts gang, and then they have a chair, like a movie theater chair, and you can take your picture. Maybe I should do that the next time I'm there. I tend to hate to do things like that, but we'll put it on the website, because it's going to be the big Christmas movie. It will make scads of money. Hopefully it'll be good, and they've waited this long. And the estate keeps very tight control of stuff over that. So, and as you can see, the quality has not ever diminished on that. And somebody obviously said, we're leaving a lot of money on the table. We've got, the Muppets, and we've got all the comic books. Let's do Peanuts, who was incredibly beloved.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember the Gospel According to Peanuts?
No.
You should take a look at that. I thought it was brilliant. It was not written, I don't think it was written by Charles Schulz, who was he a minister or a minister's son or something? He had some connection to organized religion. And somebody went through and took out all of the statements, and the idea being that quoting gospel in Peanuts. It's an amazing book. It's very enlightening.
Hmm.
And it came out probably in the 60s, I think. Well, I'll Google it in a minute. It's called The Gospel According to Peanuts. Which sounded very kind of irreverent, and it's not. It was really brilliant. In 1959, The Twilight Zone premiered on CBS television. Did you ever watch that?
A little bit, yeah. As a kid,
scared the living daylights out of me.
Used to scare me too as a kid.
Yeah,
just the music itself used to creep me out.
Yeah, and Rod Serling. 1967, Thurgood Marshall, first African American justice. 1996. Electronic Freedom of Information Act. Bill Clinton. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
1-855-99-DR-JOY.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joy Brown, and I want to tell you about a new product from ProPure. It's a fruit-infused water filter pitcher. This is like no other water filter pitcher on the market today. Not only does it allow you to put your favorite fruits and veggies into its easy-to-access fruit infusion tube, it also uses ProPure's lab-tested filter that removes harmful chemicals and contaminants, including the dreaded fluoride. You know I love water, and now that ProPure has a pitcher that makes my water healthier to drink and yummy, I couldn't be more excited. If you want to have drinking water that not only takes out the harmful chemicals in tap water, but also want the option of infusing your water naturally, go to drjoy.com, click on the banner, that's drjoy.com, now to get yours today. The average household drinks $35 a week worth of soft drinks. This water pitcher only costs $79.95. So not only will you be saving money, you'll also drink healthier for you and your family. So go to drjoy.com, click on the banner, and start today.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
My name is Dell, and I live in El Cajon, California. I was concerned about my cholesterol readings because I knew that high cholesterol is related to clogging of the arteries and increases the risk for heart attack and stroke. One day, I heard an ad for Heart and Body Extract, and I was skeptical, but I decided to give it a try. Man, the numbers don't lie.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, 855-993-7569. And I thought what we would do today, just because, I mean, it's National Name Your Car Day. So I thought this seemed an appropriate day to talk about what you would do if you didn't have your car for a day. Now, Manny, you drive to work, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so would you have any way of getting into work if you couldn't use your car for the day?
Probably not. I would have to see if I could borrow my mother's car or something, or maybe.
No, the idea. All right, here's the deal.
But if I, well, yeah, I mean that's.
Yeah, you. It did, all right, yeah. So you have. There's no public transportation. You couldn't take a bus.
Not from where I live to down here at Genesis, no.
Bicycle?
It would be a very, very, very long bicycle ride. It would probably take me
4 days.
Because I live basically 20 miles from work.
Okay.
So, yeah, it would probably take me, considering an hour at least. Yeah. I mean, it takes me a half an hour just by car, just with traffic
wow.
and everything. So, yeah.
All right, because the idea is that this came up as a result of a story that had started, I think, in 1996, where they banned, I think Amsterdam was the first city who did it, who banned cars for a day.
Hmm.
And with the idea being, that the idea is that it takes, 66 days, supposedly, to change a habit. But if you could get people to think about things in a different way. And so the whole city just banned cars. And Paris, did it a couple of weeks ago, maybe a week or so ago. And so the idea being that if people had to think about either working from home I obviously want you to come into work because I would be up a creek without you. But it turns out Trevor can take his motorcycle,
mm-hmm.
which scares the living daylights out of me. I sort of sound like his great aunt Matilda saying, are you wearing your helmet and leathers? Because people will, it's against the law not to wear a helmet in most states now.
Mm-hmm.
But these guys are riding around in T-shirts and shorts, and if something happens, you leave your skin on the pavement. That's why people wear leather, is not to be cool, but so they're protected.
Yeah.
So, and as I said, in medical school, we called motorcyclists organ donors, so it's very scary. I have not actually owned a car in, a very long time. I'm just trying to think, maybe 20 years. Because, first of all, the first station I worked for gave me a car. They said, do you want more money or a car? And not understanding how broadcasting works, which is called trade, I said, money. And they said, okay, we'll give you a car. So, and they kept getting me bigger and bigger cars because the station owner drove with me at one point and realized that I was a little bit lead-footed. And it's not that they were so in love with me. It's just that I was, their commodity, their talent. And so they just assumed I didn't end up in a tangled mess. So they get me bigger and bigger cars. And then when I moved to San Francisco, I was working nights in a very questionable area. And they were worried that I would, walking from the station to the car, that awful things could befall me. So I had a car service, I think, there. And then the same thing in New York. And I think AFTRA then demanded, if women work after 10 o'clock at night or something, or 9 o'clock at night, that the station had to provide car for them. So the stations have provided car service or cars for me for a very long time. And then when austerity came, they said, you're on your own. But I was so used to being without a car. And I now live in a city that has very good public transportation. And trying to be on the surface, like last night, because of my toes and it was raining, I decided instead of wandering around on the subway that I would take a cab home, and it cost a fortune, and it took forever, because the thing about a subway is it doesn't have to deal with surface traffic, surface congestion. So for me, a day without a car, a day with a car is unusual. So, right, so we got a huge number of people have responded, so let's see what people said would happen if they didn't have their car for a day, and hopefully there will not be great sobbing and gnashing of teeth and rending of clothing in the land. As people talk about taking their car away from them. We're only talking about it metaphorically for a day. All right, so let's hear what people said.
We'll actually start with Carrie, and she says the complete opposite. She just says happiness.
Great. So she would be really... So, honey, maybe we need to think about how to do that.
Deb says it would take about an hour and a half to walk to work and burn some serious calories. Sounds like a win-win to me.
Yay. See, look, folks, just think about it. And one of the things we talk about, we talked about when Shane was my producer, is he was trying to lose some weight. And I said, and he drove in to work. And I said, well, what if you parked farther away from, as opposed to right next to the, so you'd right next to the door is parking in the far end of the parking lot. And going up the stairs rather than stuff like that. So there you go.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Chris says, I'd enjoy a quiet day at home. I live 20 miles from work in a rural area. No public transportation. Cab prohibitively expensive. Yeah, see, that's kind of where I'm at.
Yeah.
I'd have
to. And no buses or anything, huh?
Well, there's buses. It just, they don't really, you know, once you get out to, because GCN is out in kind of the suburbs of Minneapolis, and
yeah.
It's kind of, the public transportation doesn't really stretch out to the, it does in some areas, but not everywhere.
Not in New York, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's an issue. I mean, one of the reasons that I live where I live right now is I was here during the subway strike, and there was no way of getting around. I mean, there were not only not subways, but there were not buses, and the idea that that there would be any kind of cab available. I mean, people were supposed to carpool and didn't. I mean, it was really a mess. But the idea was to be able to walk to work.
Yeah.
Which is, I just thought, you know, how cool is that? I know how to drive a car. I know how to drive a stick shift. I really didn't want to do it. And the idea of being able to walk to work is really a pleasure. So, all right, let's hear what else we got.
Julie says, I'd have to stay home, which would not be a bad thing. I live out in the country, 22 miles from the nearest town.
Yeah. Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, that we really have an economy that's based on people having cars.
Sharon says, I would spend the day watching Netflix and eating junk food.
There you go.
Anastasia says, I'd get some sleep for a change.
Well, but in theory, that's not about cars. That's about work, but I get it. Okay.
Tracy says, I walk everywhere anyway. I don't go too far, usually about 4 miles a day.
That you walk 4 miles a day, good for you.
Harold says, with over 2,000 miles on my bike so far this year, I can do without a car.
There you go. Groovy.
Susie says, rent one.
No, the idea being that you're doing...
That's cheating, Susie.
Yeah, no. The idea is doing without, not doing without your car, doing without any car.
Yeah.
Okay.
Allison says, I'd get a chance to read more.
There you go. But that's, again, that's not about a car, presumably, unless you're talking about reading on the train or a subway or something.
Seems like
that's
a lot
about
of people,
not working.
Seems like a lot of people would be happy without having their car, because that means they won't have to go to work.
Exactly.
That's
which
what, that's
is
what
not
sounding like.
Exactly. Not exactly the point, but I get it. All right. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful. But creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Did you know that the average cost for a family of four to attend a professional baseball game is over $200? At the same time, over 40% of all sports, concert, and theater tickets go unsold. So how come we're all paying so much when so many seats go empty? I'm Adam Kanner, founder of ScoreBig.com. We found a way to work directly with teams and venues to get their unsold seats and pass the huge savings on to you. On ScoreBig.com, we guarantee you'll save on great sports, concert, and theater tickets. And we're not talking about last-minute nosebleed seats to events you don't want to see, but millions of great seats for the best events, days, weeks, even months in advance. On ScoreBig.com, when you successfully name a ticket price, on average, you'll save over 33% below box office price each time you buy, with no added fees or shipping charges ever. There are lots of places to buy tickets, but if you really want to save, then check out ScoreBig.com.
And now save even more at ScoreBig.com. Click on the radio mic and enter code 2424, and we'll take an additional $20 off your ticket purchase. That's ScoreBig.com, promo code 2424.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I had a question about OCD.
Okay.
I am a chronic worrier, and it's to the point where it's not even funny. It's almost crippling. But I always think of the worst-case scenario in every situation.
Okay, let me differentiate a little bit between somebody who has high anxiety and obsessive-compulsive disorder.
Okay.
There's certainly an overlap. People who are obsessive tend to have high anxiety, but obsessive-compulsive disorder is kind of a specialized subset of general anxiety or social anxiety in that there's almost always a repetitive component that is specifically behavioral. So,
okay.
I mean, there are people, for example, who are high anxiety who feel like there's a thought that goes round and round in their head.
Yes.
But obsessive compulsive sort of tries to superimpose a ritualized behavior on that anxiety because they feel better. So they might, the common example, well, the common sort of classical example is Lady Macbeth, who was feeling anxious because she murdered Banquo's ghost or some whatever it was.
Uh-huh.
And so she washed her hands. She kept seeing that there was blood on her hands.
Mm-hmm.
So now worrying about having a conscience about killing somebody may make you anxious, but the idea was that it becomes obsessive compulsive because of the hand washing. So that unless there's that behavioral component to it, we probably need to consider it just
anxiety.
Rather than OCD, because again, the hallmark is that, and the behavior itself doesn't really relieve the pain. You've seen people who are straightening things on a table or washing their hands or will go back and check a door 14 times. So,
right. No, I don't do that.
Okay, so it sounds like you're probably not obsessive compulsive. It sounds like you're high anxiety.
High anxiety.
Okay, so let's go back and talk about that. Is this a lifelong issue?
Yes. Thinking back, and I'm old.
How old is old?
Oh, gosh, 57.
Okay. Do you remember, was there ever a time that you didn't feel like you were anxious?
Well, actually, I didn't even think I was anxious, but I always worried about, I remember being young, like a little girl, and worrying that something was going to happen to one of my parents.
Okay, well, let's separate these things out a little bit.
Okay.
All right. Worrying about things happening to parents is a classic childhood anxiety for obvious reasons, in that our complete livelihood, our ability to continue is dependent on a parent. So not particularly unusual, can be exacerbated by separation, by a new child coming, certainly divorce, the death of a grandparent, a schoolmate, the death of a schoolmate's parents, or the death of a schoolmate. So again, because children are so vulnerable, that they tend to be a bit anxious. So that in and of itself, is there ever been, for example, do you have a hard time sleeping? Or do you have high blood pressure? Do you have, are there any somatic symptoms that you can associate with high anxiety? Do you have eczema? Do you have do you have a hard time going to sleep at night? Do you have tachycardia? Okay. So it sounds like, people who have no anxieties are probably petunias. I mean, you know, that having no sense that, gee, something could happen to my kid.
That's the worst for me.
Okay.
Unless I know everybody, and not just my children, but mostly my children are fine, then, and I mean, I always think of, like, what if we went to the beach and there was a riptide? What if we went to the beach?
Let's take this thought for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
So what if we went to the beach and there was a riptide? Does that mean you didn't go to the beach?
No, we go, but I can't relax. I can't do
Okay,
myself.
All right, so wait. Stick with me a little bit here. All right, so you do go to the beach, so your anxieties are not limiting your behavior per se. They're limiting your enjoyment of your behavior, right?
Exactly. Oh, there you go. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, but you see, we have to sort of hone in on exactly what the problem is. We've already established you're not OCD, that you're high anxiety, but your anxiety is not limiting your behavior per se. It's limiting your enjoyment. Let's go back to the riptide. So you go to the beach, you're worried about riptide. What do you do with that anxiety?
I sit on the beach and I scream.
At your children.
I mean, I just can't.
All right, wait. Stick with me here. Don't go off the deep end, literally. All right,
okay.
So is there a way of looking at that anxiety, that fear, and establishing that it's either realistic or unrealistic?
I don't think there is.
Okay, well, there is.
Not for me.
Well, but there is, and that's
okay.
Part of what, all right. I mean, certainly someone's going to say, why don't you tell her that there's medication available for that? And there is, but I'm not sure that that's where you want to start. As I said, people who have no anxiety are you know, vegetables, petunias, mm-hmm. whatever. Because the sense that okay, we're going to assume that any water is safe, that any street has no cars on it, that any stranger is benign, that any food is healthy. I mean, that anything you stick in your mouth is edible. I mean, so there needs to be some level of awareness of peril. The question is, at what point does that become such a limiting factor that you can't function? Now, obviously, you function, but you don't function happily. So what I'm suggesting is that you do two things.
Okay.
Number one, that you start dissecting in the same way I'm doing with you what your fears are. Instead of saying, well, I worry about everything, you don't worry about everything. You worry about a lot, but you don't worry about everything. And so at the riptide, for example, one of the things you could do is do some investigation by talking to the
lifeguard by doing an internet search and find out what beaches and what time of year and what time of day are riptides more obvious than others. All right, mm-hmm. Number one. Number two, you could make certain that your children knew how to swim. Number three, you could make sure that your children knew that you really can't swim against a riptide, that what you do is float, because riptides only will pull you out, but they will only go so far, and so all you have to do is really float. And then, so, in other words, that you take what may be an exaggerated but nevertheless realistically based anxiety and figure out what you can do about it. And so then when those anxieties come up, then you can remind yourself of, you know, this isn't the time of year, this isn't the beach, because things do happen, but the advantage about having some anxieties is that you can actually plan your life so that you've anticipated the worst thing that can happen rather than just doing the boogeyman, woo-woo-woo, gonna scare you, and plan for it, and then when those anxieties come up, you can deal with them in the way that we were talking about before, using that nice, big, fancy cortex, which is slow, but very useful. So what I want you to do for the next week is I want you to get yourself a notebook, inexpensive. Okay. Do not get vellum because you won't write enough in it. Make sure there's a pen that's attached to it or that you keep with it. And whenever you're feeling anxious, instead of just saying, okay, I'm feeling anxious, I have to stop doing this, say, what am I feeling anxious about? What's the problem? Okay. What can I do about it? And then you look at that and then I'll look at it with you. All right? Okay. Let's see what progress we can make on this, okay?
Okay. Now, can I do this via email, or do I call you
to
back?
To me? No, call me back.
Okay.
Yeah. No, talking is better. Email, I get literally thousands of emails
a day. I don't have time for my list.
Well, but that's why you're going to go over it first. You didn't. Okay. I didn't say just call me back with it. I said you go over it first, because you're going to see some patterns.
I see.
Okay? Mm-hmm. The idea being, the little anxiety is protective. A lot is destructive, and what we need to do is differentiate. But we've got a lot more information than we did at the beginning of the phone call. All right? Jay, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, good afternoon. I've been married almost 30 years in my 50s and had a short-term affair that lasted about a month. It was only maybe three times. I've made an agreement with myself that it's something I never want to do again. Question is, do I just move on with life and, you know, have it mend itself, or do I admit that and run the risk that it will result in divorce and all kinds of problems?
Yeah, now, if you're saying should you confess to your wife, I assume that's what you're saying.
Yeah.
No, I don't think that there's really any purpose of doing that. That presumably you learned a lesson that's really valuable, that I'm sure your conscience weighs heavily on you, which it should. But the problem about confessing is confession always feels good for the confessor and never for the person who has to hear it, because it puts her in the position, it puts an obstacle in your marriage that isn't there. It means if she forgives you, that's on some level you got away with it, which is going to not make you feel a whole lot better about it and not make her feel a whole lot better about you. If she tosses you out, it was a very expensive lesson that really doesn't benefit either of you. So at this moment, assuming that you don't have a sexually transmitted disease, and I think you have to really rule that out, because that's not fair to pass on to her. If you somehow contracted some sexually transmitted disease, you're going to have to tell her, because that puts her at physical risk. But if you did not, then I would make sure that you hadn't, which means you get an AIDS test, you get checked for all the nasty little things that are around. Did you use a condom?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I still would be checked out, but it certainly means that you weren't completely idiotic. At this moment, I think what you should do is decide that momentary lapse is something that you will live with to your dying day. You wish it never happened, and you're going to make. And every time you get irritated at your wife or get impatient with her, that you can use that as an opportunity to remind yourself that you're not perfect either, and work a little harder in your marriage. I don't see any practical value of confessing to her at all. I think I would use it as kind of your, if you will, hair shirt to remind you to keep yourself on the straight and narrow. That whatever benefit you got from it is more than being offset by how lousy you feel about it. So I would work very hard on my marriage and keep my mouth shut.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. Yeah, you hear confession, you know, iffy. And I know, well, we're making clean slate of it, but think about the repercussions. It always feels better to the person who's confessing than the person who hears the confession. Confess to me, not to your spouse. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show. I've been talking with you about ProPure, and I must admit to you, I live in an area that's got pretty good water. And as long as it comes right out of the refrigerator, it tastes fine. If it's been sitting around for a while, it's kind of funny taste to it. Well, with ProPure, even at room temperature, there's no funny taste because there are no chemicals left in it, including fluoride. And in addition, I can put in the little cartridge whatever flavor I want. Like I can put in cucumbers if I want to be refreshed. Right now I've got lemon lime in. And what I'll do during the program is just fill up a bottle with ProPure. And it tastes delicious. I don't have to feel guilty about the environment. It's cheap. It's much cheaper than buying a dollar, buck and a half, $2 for some flavored water. And I can change it from day to day. In fact, I feel so positive about it. I'm getting one for the guys. So they'll have one during my program as well, because keeping them happy is really important. So all you have to do is go to drjoy.com and click on the banner and see if ProPure doesn't make a lot of sense for you. It's economical. It takes care of the environment. It tastes yummy. It's good for you. Yay, ProPure.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America. From where you shop, to the doctors you visit, and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to VanishingCash.com. Again, that's VanishingCash.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're talking about what would happen if you didn't have your car for a day. What would happen? And as many so accurately pointed out, the gist so far seems to be not so much, gee, no car, but no work. So, which is a different question, but and maybe we should investigate at some point. But you know, what would you do if you had a snow day?
I guess for,
didn't have anything to do with snow.
I guess for me, it would depend on what day it is. I mean, because sometimes, you know, we got a lot of people, like I said, that were thinking about, you know, well, if I don't have my car, I don't have to go to work. And but, you know, we're all adults and we all have to run errands. We all have to take care of things. And if you don't have your car and you can't, you know, you can't take care of a certain bill that you may need to pay, or you may need to get something mailed out, or, you know, I mean, people have to run errands. And, you know, if you don't have your car, what do you do?
Well, no, but that's the whole idea of thinking about a world, thinking about your life, which is the only way to do it. I mean, we can only do it one household, one car at a time, right? Of thinking about how you would run your life if you didn't have a car.
Right.
And as I said, mine has been relatively easy to set up because of circumstances that really had nothing to do with me. Before I started working in broadcasting, I had a car, and I'd always had a car. And, I mean, the first job I had, I think all the jobs I had when I first graduated from college, I didn't have a car in college. Because I lived on campus and couldn't afford a car. And there was no particular reason to have a car. So when I got married right out of college, that I worked far away from where I lived. So I couldn't have, and I lived in Boston at the time, and they didn't have, I mean, it was as you guys have, like an hour commute to work. And so if I didn't have a car, I couldn't have worked where I worked. So, but once I started in broadcasting, and I also, at that point, moved into the city and was, and so I was closer, I was trying to think if there was public transportation. I walked to work for some of my jobs. I mean, really, it varied, but basically, the car was part of my compensation. And when I moved to San Francisco, they wouldn't give me a car, but they gave me more money to compensate for it. And as I said, I worked nights, so I couldn't. So the idea of, you know, my life has never, and my work, more importantly, has never focused on a car in years and years and years. And when I'm out of, when I'm out of state, I mean, renting a car occasionally is, you know, it's kind of fun now because I so seldom I'm in a car. But, and even though I know some people who have cars who seldom use them, they use public transportation. But for a vast majority of people who don't live in big cities, or even who basically don't live in big cities, I think if you live in a big city, you can probably do without a car. And it makes more sense to not have a car because insuring is expensive, parking is expensive, gas isn't particularly expensive right now, but still. So, but if you live in the burbs or in the countryside, not having a car means you... You know, you drive a tractor, I guess, which is not exactly offsetting the problem. So, all right. So the idea is to think about your life and think about setting up your life so you don't need a car. But obviously it depends on how close you are to your work. Or I suppose if you're not working. All right, keep going.
Frankie says, I wouldn't care. I wish I didn't have one and didn't need one.
Well, but that's it. I mean, the idea is, can you set up your life so you don't?
Yeah.
And that's the whole point is... The idea of you know, not saying, okay, do I get an unpaid holiday? The idea is to reduce dependence on cars. And obviously, when they're talking about the driverless cars, we're talking about essentially a form of public transportation. I mean, that's it's halfway, but it's a mashup between the current public transportation and individual cars. So you would have a driverless car that presumably you would not own. Although I suppose there would be no reason to have a driverless car that you owned, right? What sense would that make? So it would be, yeah. Basically, it would be a taxi cab that would be much less expensive than a taxi cab and would do certain routes, I suppose, and not require a driver.
Cars are a hassle, too, sometimes. I mean, when you're...
Well, and they're dangerous.
About, yeah.
And we kill 50,000 people every year on the highways.
Well, and, you know, you've got car loans, and you've got
insurance.
Yeah, insurance is
parking.
Yeah, parking. You've got just regular maintenance that you have to, you know, getting oil changes and something happens with the car that needs to be replaced and that sort of thing.
Yeah, so
they are a hassle.
And you have
that
to,
is for sure.
And you have to take the, in the winter you have to scrape the. The snow and ice off of them.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, being in Minnesota, that is a big thing.
Yeah, see, I'm on board with you. I'm trying to help you out on this one.
Kiana says, I would have an excuse to stay home or a reason to or a reason to walk. Both nice things.
Well, but you in theory don't need a reason to do that. You could just go ahead and decide, okay, here's how I'm gonna do it.
Marie says, I wouldn't miss my car at all. I would do my errands by bike if need be. I usually bike 5 miles a day, weather permitting, through my neighborhood anyway. I would do some to-do list items in my lovely home, indoors and outdoors, and enjoy the day without my car. No big thing, but I definitely need my Infiniti for attending my grandchildren's sporting events, shopping, doctor's visits, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay, well, it sounds like she's retired. So she's not. Did she say she was working at the beginning?
Did not sound like. Nope. She
did. That's what sounds like.
Right.
Yeah.
Matt just says, I would take the bus. Don says, depends on the day.
That sounds like somebody who's not working.
Barbara says, a couple days, no problem. More than that, big problem. Live in New Jersey, in the country. Have to drive everywhere.
Well, that's the issue, is where you live.
Zelina says, I live in Manhattan, so I don't have a car.
There you go.
Lori Jane says, hubby and I would both have to call into work. We carpool into work at 5 a.m. start time, at 5 a.m. start time, and it's 15 miles away.
Yeah, I don't know. Riding your bicycle 15 miles at 4 o'clock in the morning doesn't sound all that appealing to me either. I agree.
Andrea says, nothing. I would walk if I needed to get somewhere.
Okay. But, you know, this clearly breaks down by geographical region.
Yeah. Marilyn says, call in to work and go back to bed.
But so yeah.
Carrie says, I have to rent a car if mine is being repaired. I deliver mail using my personal vehicle, and no car does not count as a good excuse for not being able to work.
Okay.
And then last one here from Karen before we go to break. Would love it. My husband and son are disabled, and they do not drive. Many medical appointments. It would be a vacation.
All right, so you can see that the issue isn't quite as simple, and it's very different for city dwellers and suburban or rural dwellers. I mean, so talking about no cars, you got to move everybody into the city if that's going to happen. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Okay, open your mouth and say, aw.
Aw.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Aw Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue, and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade shark website and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com. The new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with the Anthem Foundation. Premature birth is the leading cause of death of babies and disabilities for children. That's why we support the March of Dimes to help mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment and outreach to help moms during their pregnancy and give every baby a healthy start in life. Learn how you can help at marchofdimes.org.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.